You are the power of the future. Beloved one, for a long time you have wondered where your power was. You have wondered, where, as an individual, is my power? What can I do? I have heard many say, I am but one person. How can I bring about change in the world? How can I even bring about change in my family or change in my workplace? How can I, as one person, make an impact? In truth, you have been making impact and will continue to make impact because you know deep within yourself your purpose. To speak your truth and to put it across in words, in smiles, in support, in any way that is appropriate. You put forth the Christ of you as you acknowledge the Christ of others. For a long while you have wondered, I know Yeshua says that I am an extension of the Father, but I seem separate from the Father, Mother, God, all that is. I seem sometimes to be an island unto myself. You have felt that sometimes. Separated ego is a concept in this reality which comes from the belief that there could be other than all one. Separated ego scripting is to say to you that you are just part, only a small part maybe of the whole. But in truth, you are the whole. You are the Holy One, come forth as an extension and expression of the whole. You have all power. It has been given unto you. From before time began, you gave it to yourself because you are the extension of creativity. That is why you create such most wonderful dramas to play with. When you get to the place of being able to step back from the drama and just behold, there comes over you a great peace that the world does not know, but that you know deep within yourself. Each time anything comes to you and would suggest other than wholeness, allow yourself to step back and to take the deep breath and to be the beholder. Truly, you can do all things through the power which is you, through the power which you would call perhaps in the beginning imagination. Imagine, if I could do anything that I wanted to do, what would I do? You begin with that as a starting point and you take off all limitation. Just for a moment or so, you would play a game with yourself and you begin to see, well, if I could do what I really wanted to do, what would it look like? What would it feel like? What would the first step be? You take back some of the power that you have thought the world has taken from you, and you begin to realize that it does not matter what age you may be, what educational level, schooling you had. It does not matter about the golden coins. It does not matter what the friends, co-workers, mate, anyone has to say to you. What matters is what you believe about yourself. You can step back from all the limited beliefs you have had about yourself and just watch how you go through a day, forgiving yourself each time when you may have felt, oh, I should have said, oh, I could have done, etc. Just say, I was playing a certain scripting at that point. Love and allow. Love truly as I have loved you always and forever. That is the only commandment that matters. That is the basic and only true commandment which was not original with me. I said it, yes, and it was recorded in your holy scriptures, but it was not original with me. Your other masters and teachers who came before me said it as well. Masters and teachers who have come after me have said it and will continue to say it. It is the premise upon which all expression of divinity lies. You take your power by understanding who you are. You take your power by saying, I am the deep breath of peace. I love myself, capital S. I love myself because I am the extension of all divinity. Come forth to play in the garden which still is. The garden that is written in your holy scriptures, the Garden of Eden, truly did exist in this reality upon this plane. And that garden still exists as you will see it, as you will believe it, as you will make it manifest in your realization. You live in a garden all of the time. Look around you at the flowers of the friends. Look around you at nature and the sunset and sunrises. Look around you at the clouds that most lovingly lash you with rain. They wash the dwelling places, they wash the vehicles, they wash all the atmosphere. Those of you who worry about the atmosphere, do not worry. It is always being washed and renewed. You do not have to worry about anything that they might be trying to do to you. Nature, as you have called it, your own divine nature, truly, is always renewing, always cleansing. So there is nothing to fear except fear itself. You have that saying. It was a wise man who said it, and a wise woman who told it to him in the first place. When you first and finally come to the realization that there is nothing to fear, there is such a feeling of peace, such a feeling of empowerment, a feeling that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, who is this Christ that strengthens you? It is yourself, your own, capital S, self. The divinity of you that you are now beginning to take hold of and remember. The divinity of you that allows you to live the drama. The divinity of you that has been from before time again. That gives you the strength and the power to do all things. If you have been questioning, can I do anything? Any question? The answer is yes, go for it. If you say, well, I'm too old. I'm approaching my final years. I can't because a 20-year-old and do as a 20-year-old. Well, sometimes the body will speak to you that does not have quite the same flexibility that you had as a 20-year-old. But I will say unto you that as you change your mind about yourself, the body has to change, and it will change. That which has been aching because you have put so much of the load of worry upon it, responsibility, false responsibility, will become quite flexible, and you'll find that you go with an ease that you felt in younger years. Start with the mind first, and the body has to follow, because the body is the servant of the mind. You change all that by saying yes to life, by saying yes to your power, by saying, yes, I can, I want to. There is nothing, and this is true, there is nothing, no thing, no person, no energy that can stand in front of you to block you and your power. The only thing that can hold you back, and as all it does is hold you back for perhaps a lifetime or two, is your own belief that you cannot do it. Once you take the deep breath and you say, all things are possible to him who believeth, then you become as a little child once again. The little child who is innocent and does not know all the responsibilities and heavies of the world. A little child who says, yes, let me play. Let me know all of the good things. I want to become as a small child once again to enjoy life, to know everything that is possible. Allow your eyes to soften to go within. Bring up in memory something that has happened where you could have been a feeling of failure, a feeling of perhaps challenge, a feeling perhaps where there was a bit of conflict with someone, where there were feelings that were not of harmony. Bring up what they, and this could be your own mind chatter as you speak to yourself about yourself, said, how you felt, what you said. Just behold the memory, where perhaps a word was spoken in haste or in anger or in judgment, or even in limitation based on old self-image, perhaps a saying that you could not do something. Now look at that memory and change the wording of what was said, or the event when you felt you were not quite good enough, you did not do quite what was needed to be done, a place where you failed. See the wording being changed to words of love, the feeling changed to a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of being loved. Whatever they said, whatever your self-image said, change the wording, turn it around, 180 degrees around, and feel how that feels. Allow the feeling of being loved, of being whole, to permeate your whole being. Feel it, even in the body. Feel it in every cell of the body. See them loving you. See yourself accepting you, understanding you, knowing that your deepest desires and dreams, and saying, yes, those are valid dreams and desires. Yes, I can do it. Feel yourself in the love that knows no limitation, no conditions. So loved that every cell of the body relaxes, expands into light. See the other one in light. See yourself in light, to the place where it all becomes light itself. Feel the expansion and know that to be true. Allow even the toenail of the right foot to feel expansive. Allow the knees to feel expanded, healed, flexible. The ankles to feel whole and flexible. Every bone and joint in the body, the hip, the back, the neck, the shoulder, the back of the neck and the head itself, expansive and free. Alive once again, the wrists, the fingers, flexible, fluid, every part in love. The elbows, the forearms, the upper arms, the thighs and the calves, every muscle of the body. The internal organs, the heart, the lungs, the digestive, every part of the body expanding light because it is so loved by you and by the one which has created it, every part of the body is expansive, flexible, and fluid. Know that you are perfect and whole. You are the power of the divine. You have power to change everything that has happened in the past. You have the power to change everything you have believed about the present and the future. You have the power to go back to any event, incident, happening in the past, and to look at it and change it, any event, because truly it is now a memory and you can change memory. You have the power to change your beliefs about the present because the present comes forth from your belief. If you would know love, be love. Know yourself to be walking, living love, invulnerable to anyone else's beliefs. Your belief about the present is one of wholeness, of harmony, of love itself. Your belief about the future, where exists the future except in your imagination and in your mind and in your belief? You can change the future. Anything that you see in the future that you have feared, change it. Write a new scripting. If there has been something in your future that you have feared, allow a new scripting. Write a new scripting. See it differently. Nowhere is it written that it has to be as you have feared it to be. Collective consciousness has had certain belief about the future. It has always been thus, that collective consciousness has feared the future. But no longer do you have to fear the future. You are the power of the future. You have the power to make it as you want it to be. You are free to do that because you have come forth from the one creative principle that creates all things. From this moment on, you are free to change anything and all things that come. See your future as you want it to be. If a small bit of fear comes up, take your eraser of peace and erase it. And in its place, put that which you want your future to hold. You do not have to fear loss, abandonment, judgment. Those are of the world. Those are fears long acted out and completed. Those fears are done. You have lived them many lifetimes. So if the fear comes up about the future, erase it, and in its place put that which you desire. Surround it with love and know that you have the power to change it, because you have had the power to create your life, this life and all other lifetimes up to this point, as you desire and believe it to be. Allow yourself to take your power and to be that power, to make the past as you would have it to be, to make the present as you would have it to be, to take that freedom that truly you, the one that you are, have given to yourself from before time was even thought of. Take that freedom and move it into the future. You are free, no longer held by the strings of the world. You are not puppets of the collective consciousness. You are free. Those strings have been cut, each and every one of them. All of the fears have been erased, because you have the power to change everything and anything, to make your future that which you want it to be. If you will accept it, you are only here in memory. That which you do or have done up to this point has been done out of memory of what you have imagined had to be, old memories of other lifetimes, old memories of punishment of other lifetimes. You are only here in memory. That which you have been up to this point has been lived from the point of memory, old memory. From this point on, you live anew. You live as the Christ which you are. You live as the power of the Christ which you are, no longer held by the strings and fears of collective consciousness. You live as the Christ and the power of the Christ, in freedom and in joy. So be it.